Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Ben had been looking forward to staying at Grand's for half term, but the day we find him, he was beginning to regret his decisions. So far, she'd had him helping to get boxes into the loft, picking vegetables in her allotment, making jam, and now he was in the big, dusty shed at the bottom of the garden, sorting out old bits of wood and garden canes to make a pile for a bonfire. Ben very, very rarely saw his gran, because she lived not just a long way away, but in another country, and it hadn't been possible to travel at all, and even now it was pretty complicated. But everything had come together, and at just the right time, because poor Grandad wasn't very well and had been in hospital. Gran said she can certainly use the extra pair of hands, not to mention the company, so he and Mum had made the journey together at last. It felt like a great adventure. His phone beeped. It was Mum who was out shopping for Gran. "How are you getting on?" she had texted. "Busy," replied with a laughing face. Mum had warned him that Gran had plans for them both. Still, the shed was sort of interesting, with old plant pots and strings of garlic and a pile of old newspapers, some from 50 years ago. As he flicked through a few of them, something caught his eye. It was a small box, not much bigger than a lunchbox, but it was unlike anything else in the shed, shiny and golden and covered in what looked like jewels. "That shouldn't be here," he thought and carefully picked it up. It was quite light, and turning it over in his hands, he could see some words printed on. They were rubbed away a little bit, but it looked as if it said, "Ishing box." Was it wishing box? What's a wishing box? He wondered. He carefully put it back in its place and had a good hard think whilst he carried on sorting and sifting through the old planks and bits of board. Before he finished, he took the box out from behind the papers again, held it in his hands and thought with a smile that if he could have a wish, it would be not to have any more jobs to do that day. The weird thing was that after tea, Gran told him to go and put his feet up and she'd bring him pudding in the living room. That never happened. And she didn't even ask him to help with the washing up either. What was going on? Mum had just arrived back with bags of shopping and gave him a quizzical look. She was as perplexed at this as he was. But Gran was cheerful, more cheerful than she'd seen for a while, bustling about with custard and sponge. The next day he crept back into the shed again and thought that perhaps he would have another wish. Something small and simple. He didn't know if there was some sort of cosmic payment for getting what you wanted. Better not to risk it. But then again, there was something on his mind and he couldn't help himself. He grabbed the box and thought hard. "I wish Grandad was better so that he could come home from hospital." Almost as he finished talking, he heard the phone ring. It was a landline, not a mobile, and it made a very loud noise. And he could just about hear Gran talking to someone. She came hurrying down the garden path, and he knew what she was about to say before she said it.
"Oh, it's wonderful news, Ben. It's your granddad."
"He's well enough to come home?"
"That's right. I mean, there's a long road ahead. He will have to stay in bed, and there will need to be some changes to the bedroom and the bathroom to help him. Oh, I don't know where to start."
She fanned her face, but was beaming broadly, and Ben gave her a big hug. "It must have been the box, the wishing box," he said. Gran frowned at him.
"What on earth do you mean?"
Ben went to the back of the shed and took the box from its hiding place. "I think it's been granting wishes," he handed over to her. Gran looked at the box in astonishment.
Well, bless my soul. I haven't heard this for years.
Ben was now rather puzzled. How do you know about the wishing box?
Wishing?
Gran was the puzzled one now.
What do you mean?
He took back the box and turned it over. Look, see, the faded letters. It says wishing box. Gran squinted and then chuckled.
It doesn't say wishing, it says fishing. I remember that. It was your Uncle Steve's. You know he liked fishing. He was always at the lakes, rain or shine, with all his kit. And that was a box for maggots, if memory serves.
Maggots? Ugh, said Ben. How come it's all gold with jewels then?
He made it for your Auntie Rachel when she was small, for jewellery and knick-knacks. Don't worry, I don't think he ever put any creepy crawlies in it. It was just the right sort of size and a fraction of the cost of the fancy ones, a quick coat of paint and some stones from an old necklace of mine, and Bob's your uncle, or rather, Steve's your uncle, but you get the idea.
Ben wasn't quite sure how he felt about all this. He felt quite deflated to think that this apparently magical item was nothing more than a box for maggots. But then again, so many amazing things had happened because of his wishes that all seemed to have come true. So it's not magic.
Oh, I didn't say that,
said Graham with a mischievous grin.
It doesn't matter where something's come from, it's what it does that's important.
But then she had to get back to work on her laptop, and so that was the end of the conversation. Ben didn't feel like he needed to make many more wishes, especially as the magic box, amazing as it was, seemed to be confined to the real world and not imaginary things. As you can imagine, he had tried to conjure up a dinosaur and a horde of orcs and a pile of money as high as a house, and none of these wishes came true, but he figured it was worth a try. An astonishing amount of other things did. Every single day he wished for his favourite food for dinner, and lo and behold, that was what was served up. It helped that Gran was a brilliant cook and most of her dishes were amazing. He'd forgotten his friend's mobile number and wished that he could text them to tell them all about what was going on, and ping! Out of the blue, he received a message. That was spooky. A rainy morning had put a trip to the lake on hold, and Ben had been desperate to go on the boats, another wish, and ping, the clouds parted and the sun came out and they had the most beautiful day in the warm spring sun. Grandad was home just before it was time for Ben and his mum to leave, and so that was something else that was rather wonderful. It had been a great holiday and Gran seemed to be happier than ever. He left the box in the shed, didn't seem right to take it home, and something told him that it wouldn't work as well away from the place that it was made. So that was the end of that. Or not quite. You see, there's something Ben didn't know. I'm going to tell you, but it's a sort of secret. Don't worry, I mean the fun kind. Gran hadn't been telling the whole truth when she saw the box. She hadn't actually seen it in years. That was true enough, but a few weeks before Ben's visit was arranged, she had stumbled across it in the shed. It made her remember the happy times when her own children, including Ben's mum, were small, and the world seemed more full of what was possible, not things that were worrying. As she held it, she fervently wished to get that feeling back, and that she would be able to see her family, especially her grandson Ben, who must be so big now. He'd been little more than a baby the last time his family had been able to visit. How she wished she could see him. And that was that. And as I've said, Gran got her wish, didn't she? And her wish led to some other lovely wishes that made everything, well, a bit brighter. She went back to the shed one evening a few days after they'd left and retrieved the box.
Thank you,
whispered Gran, smiling. And then she tucked it back behind the newspapers for when it was needed again. And that is the story of the wishing box. Were all those things just coincidences? Or maybe, just maybe, the box did have magical powers. What do you think?
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.